From KUVR News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. The Utah Supreme Court will expand from 5 to 7 justices. That's after Governor Spencer Cox signed a bill into law over the weekend. KUVR's Sean Higgins has more.
The total price tag is just under $6.5 million, and it took Republican lawmakers just 9 working days to do it. It follows a string of court decisions not in the GOP supermajority legislature's favor on issues like abortion, vouchers, and redistricting. Democrats called the law an attempt to, quote, undermine the independence of the judicial branch of government. Senate President Stuart Adams rebuffed claims that Republicans were trying to sway the courts.
Chief Justice Durant was very clear when he spoke to us. During his talk here, he said that the judges don't do political decisions. And if they don't do political decisions, it shouldn't matter what judge you have.
In addition to adding to the High Court, the Court of Appeals will grow by 2 judges, and the 3rd, 4th, and 5th District Courts will each get an additional judge. The Utah State Bar took a mixed stance on the law. They opposed adding more Supreme Court justices, but were on board with investing in the lower courts, where much of the backlog in cases is. However, the bar said the law does not add the support staff, quote, necessary to ensure that new judges can operate effectively and efficiently. Sean Higgins, KUER News.
When Utah banned gender-affirming care for minors, it allowed some young people already taking medication to keep doing it. But as the legislature considers ending those exceptions, people turned out in droves to comment. KUER's Ethan Roskolb was at last week's committee meeting.
There was a line almost to the back wall to speak on the bill. Public comments were limited to just 90 seconds so that everyone would have a chance to talk, and they did. Almost all of them asked lawmakers to vote no on House Bill 174. Heather Kester is a mom from Eagle Mountain.
I don't want my child to be lost to suicide.
Kester says that after her daughter's suicide attempt at 13, the only thing that helped was the medication that this bill is trying to ban.
This could mean leaning back into that ideation and the fear of having suicide back on the table.
Utah was the first state to ban gender-affirming care for trans youth, and transgender issues are a frequent topic at the legislature. Before the final vote, Democratic Representative Jennifer Daly Provo spoke to the crowd.
I'm really, really sorry that we have to constantly drag you up here to bare your souls and tell your stories and ask for compassion when I know that you're not going to get it.
The bill ultimately passed out of committee. It's now before the full House. Ethan Roskolb, KUER News.
Drivers could have to pay to get into Big Cottonwood Canyon during the winter. It's part of a plan from the Utah Department of Transportation following an environmental study. The Central Wasatch Commission says if Big Cottonwood gets tolls, the same thing should happen in Little Cottonwood Canyon to keep people from going to a different canyon simply to avoid paying fees. That's something UDOT has said it's working towards. The commission includes Salt Lake City's Mayor Aaron Mendenhall and other Utah mayors, along with city and county council members. In a letter, they also say UDOT should balance any impact of transportation infrastructure projects with efforts to protect other areas. Utah-based skier Lindsey Vonn did not compete in a World Cup Super G race on Saturday, even though she'd been on the official start list. And it's unclear yet whether she'll be able to compete in the Winter Olympics. The 41-year-old crashed in Switzerland Friday and hurt her left knee. She was the 3rd skier to crash during the race, which was canceled after Vonn's fall. It happened during her final World Cup downhill race before the Olympics. The games kick off February 6th. There's a new baby giraffe in Utah. He was born at Hogle Zoo last week. Staff prepared for his arrival by creating a soft landing area to cushion his 6-foot drop. The calf weighed 139 pounds and stood 5 feet 8 inches tall. The public can't see him yet. That's because the zoo is giving first-time mother Minka time to bond with her calf. The father, Jaw, came to the zoo as part of a breeding program in 2022. A decade ago, giraffes were added to the list of vulnerable species at risk of extinction. You are listening to KUER News.